from the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Eliza Sayers. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
We aren't in absolute, I know. And I'm not gonna see you tomorrow, but I wish I would, because I don't know how to say this yet. That we should be an item. Yeah, you should be my item. Minutes move on too fast. Minutes move on, but I know. As you're not gonna be here tomorrow. I wish, yeah, I wish you would, cause there is something that I want to get off my chest. That we could be an item. Yeah, you could be my item. But you're not gonna be here tomorrow.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Jen Tackett, and along with Brad Becker, we welcome you to Red Barn Radio. Tonight is our 602nd live concert performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Woo! There you go. Tonight, we are pleased to present a program of great live music with Eliza Sayers. Eliza is a singer-songwriter from Lexington, Kentucky. She is completely devoted to the arts, whether it's musical, visual, or literary. She spends most of her free time playing guitar, piano, ukulele, and most of all, singing. And tonight, along with her guitar, she is going to sing for us. Please welcome Eliza Sayers to the Red Barn stage.
Past you after school, you don't know me, I don't know you, oh. Thinking to myself, oh my, I've gotta try. Let's get to know each other better. I want to know. Tell me all your favorite colors. I want to know. Dog, do you like to sleep alone? But if not, may I come in and stay? Do you have a favorite part? Do you shower in the dark? And if so, what music do you play? Do 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 do. Place you do, you look at me, I look at you. Make my body loose, I've gotta introduce myself, get to know each other better. I want to know, tell me all your favorite colors. I want to know. I want to get so close to you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Do 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 do. Might be cute, is that something you dispute? But if not, may I come in and stay?
And now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Eliza Sayers. Hey, Brad.
Jen, nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Eliza, it's so nice to have you here. Folks, if you're just joining us, Eliza Sayers is here with us, and she's joined by John and Colby, who are her drummer and bassist. And they are from Lexington, and I want to say all of them either do or have attended School for Performing Arts at the SCAPA, Lexington SCAPA School at Lafayette.
That's correct.
True, yeah.
Yes. Go Generals.
Judging
Go
from the audience response, I assume you have some scappers out there.
Yeah.
Nice to have you all here, too. Talk about the experience of having, you know, sort of finally put together your first, I don't know, mature song or something, yeah.
I first started taking guitar lessons with David McLean. And so, you know, we did all the basic stuff. And then we learned, you know, G and C and all those good chords. But I couldn't really do them very well at all. And so one night I went out with my beautiful and handsome father.
And he just happens to be right here in the audience,
doesn't
he, Eliza?
Oh, he happens to be right here in the audience. Tim Sayers. Yeah, give him a clap. He's great. He's a great dad.
Give a hand for dad.
Yeah,
come on.
Father's Day is coming up. But yeah, we went out just like me and him and went on a really, we just had a really nice evening, like eating, and like we went to the distillery here in Lexington. I don't know, I just felt like really cool. I just felt like I was an adult or something, which was weird because I was like 14. So I went home and I should have gone to bed, but I instead wrote Suburban Crown and I didn't hate it. So it's about like coming home after a long like trip, just being away from home for a long time and just like loving where you are. Because, you know, living in sort of like suburban areas, you're always like, ah, I want to get out. You know, like when you go on a long road trip and you come back home and it's like nighttime and there's like orange lights in the air and they like pass by and then you get home and you're like, I can sleep in my own bed. So it's kind of like that.
Huh. Pack your bags, it's time to go. Just relax, you're almost home. Orange glow, faint street lights, phrase that tastes flavored clementine. Smell of the air, familiar bump on the stair. Oh. Suburban Crown. Pour it out, kick it back. Remember, don't step on the cracks. Whoa. Cul-de-sacs, friendly bed, unfinished book that I have never read. Of the floor, cap a knock on the door. Home.
For the first time, you were writing something that was really from your own life and from your own mm-hmm. feelings and experience, not something that was kind of mimicry or
no,
trying to sort of follow along with whatever was popular on the radio.
No, I'm really bad at that, so.
Well, that's good.
It was an artistic choice.
At that point, you were 14 years old.
Yes.
Just cool that you're proud of the song that you wrote then.
Yeah, it's probably the only song that I still play from that period of time. Hmm. The rest are quite cringe, but you know, you have to learn.
When you started at Scapa, you were how old?
I started Scapa in the eighth grade. I was in a magnet program at Tate's Creek. It was for mainly like STEM stuff, like math and science, which I'm terrible at, so who knows why I did that. So I auditioned to go to Scapa to be a vocal major, and I got in, which was cool.
What'd you do for your audition?
When you tell people that you go to like a performing arts school, they think of like, oh yeah, Victorious from like Nickelodeon, you know, or like fame or something.
Oh, yeah, right.
When in reality, the voice major is like it's like more classical stuff. It's like if you don't like classical music or musical theater, you're out of luck. So I auditioned with I think the song was called like Little Lamb. Huh. And I actually, fun fact, I completely forgot the second verse during my audition and just sang the same words that were in the first verse. But I got in still, so that was cool. And then I got kind of tired of singing Italian songs, so I re-auditioned to become a writing major, which I am now, and I love it so much. Shout out to Liz Prather, my teacher. She's awesome.
I'd like to show you how I make my scrambled eggs. Never too rubbery or too burnt on the edge. Oh, oh.
You made a shift that was sort of music-centric to mm-hmm. something that was more writing-oriented.
I really like it because it kind of helps me balance out my songwriting, which is really cool. And I thought that I was just going to focus on songwriting, you know, while I was in the program. But then I was like, oh, no, don't do that. Like, it's, you have to broaden your horizons in any art form to make yours the best.
Yeah, right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Songwriting programs are for summer camps and
exactly,
things
yeah.
like that
this
and
is
workshops.
Like, yeah, we're doing like document. We had to write a documentary, which is really hard when you haven't actually filmed anything. So you're just like making up people and stuff. And, you know, we have like poetry units. And like right now we're doing student choice and I am writing comedy sketches. Like it's not, actually, the rest of the show I'm just going to be doing stand-up. So Get ready for that.
You've already started.
I am standing up. With
you
the
are standing
up. We're there.
Talk about some of the things that you've learned specifically, if you can summon them.
The phrase, write about what you know. Because if you write a song about, or like any piece of writing about something that you haven't really like, you don't have any connection to whatsoever, it's gonna be awful probably. And people will be able to tell. If I went up here and like sang a song about like cigarettes and like skinny dipping, it would be very off-putting and you would notice that it was fake. But if I like had tattoos all over my body or something, it'd probably be more funny. Yeah, I'm sorry for stereotyping just then. I really apologize.
A little bit.
I love all.
That's a keeper. Yeah, that's a keeper right there.
I like to think zebras are my friends. We always make it out in the end. Are they white and black or black and white? All I know is that we're super tight. I like to pet lions with my hands. I like to live on the edge. Petting lions is so fun and new because they all use Pantene shampoo. Shampoo is expensive in the savannah where they live. Cosmetics is just something they cannot get. I like to pet lions with my hands. Like I said, I like to live on the edge. Petting lions is so fun and new because they all wear Pantene shampoo. Shampoo is expensive in the savannah where they live. Cosmetics are just something they cannot get. I like to look at giraffes with binoculars. Their necks go so high, they almost touch the sky. Ooh. But in the end, the zebras are my friends, my friends, my friends, till the end.
When you first decided to put out something in 2017, it was the Pillar,
Pillar of Soul
song. How did you decide it was an important time for you to put that out? Was that like a decision that you made sort of in team meetings? And or
you say team meetings meetings?
Because
those would be very different things,
yeah,
I feel
team.
Like.
I'm thinking like your professional team. Time to put out something here.
So I always really liked that song. I would come home after school and I would just be like wanting to punch something, and so I would play that song and it really calmed me down for some reason. Now it kind of infuriates me actually, because every time I get in the car, because my mom's phone is connected to it, it plays every single time. And so if you ever want to hate yourself, just, you know, record a song and just play it all the time, because you for sure will. But I decided to do it because I felt like I needed to take another step, and it kind of felt awkward. Like every time I would play somewhere, people would be like, "Oh yeah, like where can I hear more of you?" And I'd be like, "My mom's Facebook? I don't really know."
My mom's phone.
Yeah, my mom's phone.
Yeah, right. I'll give you her number.
In February of 2017, I finally recorded it, and I felt like a hot shot. Also, I was like, "Look at me, I'm recording." just put on your Snapchat. Yeah, I'm in the studio.
Yeah,
which was
right,
actually
sure.
Just a warehouse.
Was that the first time you'd done the studio?
Yeah.
Recall what it was like, and what did you enjoy about it, and what was there anything awful about it?
I mean, there's definitely pros and cons.
Yes.
The pros are definitely being able to say that you've done that as you like sip a cappuccino. You know, it just feels really cool when you just like you hate yourself after putting the song out, but while you're recording it, you kind of love yourself a little bit, because you're like, this is cool. I'm not just laying in my bed watching, like, Parks and Rec for the 50th time.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can do as much as you want to something when you're still, like, in the studio or when you're still writing it. because you want it to be perfect. But then when you put it out, like, there's no going back. Like, you can't suddenly, like, just, like, reach into Spotify and just be like, tweak. Like, you can't do that. And I actually recorded part of another one, and I hated it so much, I cried. And then, so I just never, I haven't. I just miss you is all. I guess that's my fault. Desire, 'cause I said it was okay for you to run away. That was a mistake. It breaks my
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Eliza Sayers. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.